gerät mir das ist ein Chiluk zwischen Gneve und Gzeile. So Chiluk zwischen Gneve und Gzeile. Und Gneve der Isur ist der meiste Gneve. Und in Gzeile der meiste Isur ist der Chisur Momet. Nein, in Gzeile der Isur ist der Chisur Momet, weil ein Mechassur Momet von meinem Freund. Das ist der Chetze von der Isur Gzeile. Der Chisur Momet. Und every Gneve, gut zu der Chisur Momet, das könnte sein in Gneve. Aber der Isur von Gneve, was ist der Isur von Gneve? Das ist der meiste Gneve. Das ist der Isur von Gneve. Der meiste Gneve, das ist der Isur. Und wer hat zu tun, der meiste Gneve? Und wir sind ein paar Minuten. Warte, wie man es wird, dass even though we have a mute, zu mir meint, Karkoes und Storres von Gzeile, but we have to have a besonderen mute, zu mir meint, Karkoes und Storres von Gneve. Das einige Name, Jotsu Karkoes, also wir können nicht machen am meisten Gneve, am meisten Gzeile, wir können move it, Jotsu Storres, ein Gufa Momoin, I would think that it's only a Chisor in am meisten Gzeile. Aber am meisten Gneve, am meisten, ich kann machen am meisten Gneve auf dem. Der meiste war Alome, that I mal in the chayfetz from the bailim pass of them a maise ha'alome. So I would think it's pass of them a maise ha'alome. And then I need a mute sai from the pasha from Gzeilem sai from the pasha from Gneve. I just wanted to bring ein tziyate to this yesoid after Samach Lekes Rishon in Taka. The don't make the raya from a gemorin bo metziya daf Samach Alef. The gemorin bo metziya daf Samach Alef the gemorin goes duch Lav de lo yisig zoi lomoli. Frag di gemore, lav de lo yisig zoi lomoli. Frag di gemore, I don't need the lav if lo yisig zoi. Why? I could learn it out from ridis vo inoi. I'm not going to write to the master matna in the gemore, but I'll say, zog di gemore. Lav de lo yisig zoi lomoli. Zog di gemore, I could learn out the lav from lo yisig zoi from ridis vo inoi. Zog di gemore, you know why I need the lav of lo yisig zoi? For Kaifa, but because more has a cheshbet. Then the Gemara is Mamshich. Lav de lo yisig neivu lomoli. I also could learn it out from Ribis Vayinoe, more at a cheshbet. And for the Gemara, you know why you need a lav of lo yisig neivu? I need a lav of lo yisig neivu, zog the Gemara, to tell me that Goynev al menas le menkat is awesome. So again, say the Radvori. First the Gemara has a question, why I need a lav of lo yisig zoil? I can learn it out from Ribis Vayinoe, the Gemara at Acheshbin Dalton, and for the Gemara at Kaifa Bepikot, say, Chetim said that I need a lab of Leisigze. Frag the Gemara, lab of Leisigze, no evil, no mali. So the Gemara, why I need a lab of Leisigze, no evil, the Goyer of Amenas Le Minkat, the Goyer of Amenas Le Shalem. Frag the Ritva Yeshon in Dalton, but Metzia, why the Gemara didn't answer before when she asked the Kasha, lab of Leisigze, no mali, you have to have the lab, the Goyer of Amenas Le Minkat. The guys are Manas Shalom. Why the Gemara waited till he signoivu and the Gemara asked Lav de signoivu lomali when I've done zog the Gemara that the Lav de signoivu is the guys of Manas Minkat, the guys of Manas Shalom. Why the Gemara didn't answer me yet? And the Lav de signoivu, I need the Lav de signoivu to tell me guys of Manas Shalom, guys of Manas Minkat. So the Ritva says, Einach Enami, you could learn out one from each other, and they get off the Ritva. As if Shal Einach Enami. אז זה יגיד אותם דרית ואז אפשר אין לכם נאמי אבל דרמבם לון תהק פשט פקר את גור דרמבם לון פקר את גור אין לכם נאמי דוס את המוקר ודה יסוי that in לסיג זו תהק you can say על מנס למינקת in לסיג זו you can say על מנס לשלם you take in that חייב because the whole איסור is חיסור מומן חברוי And if you're not planning to mechas for mom and chaveroi, because you're planning to give it back, so you're stuck in leisignoi. Only a leisignoi, that is a maise gneve, of them zog the gemore is a lav, for amenas le minkat, amenas amenas le shalem. The chertz of leisignoi is the maise gzele. Well, of them take a patishkin der din, for amenas le minkat, amenas le shalem. And take the Rambam la aloha, like we said yesterday, take only brings down the aloha, amenas le minkat, amenas le shalem. The Rambam take only brings it down, And here is Gneve, and then here is Gneve. Because the Rambam learned, Taka, Taka, so there is the Gemara, Taka, is the Mekoyer for the ganze Sache, Taka. The Gemara asked, Lo Yisig Gneve, Lomali. and we could learn it out from Rini Tvoyna, and from the Gemara name. And the Signeva is a Naya Parsha. I'm going to ask the Minkat, I'm going to ask the Shalem, the Naya Signeva is also. And that's Taki Achidosh, not in Gneva, and Nishin Gzeila. That is a Shlomet, that's what we get next. Now, the Gemara by us, the Gemara brings a Braise, a Klaal, a Prat, a Klaal. Right, what is the Klaal, a Prat, a Klaal? Ein at don elo kein aprat ma aprat mfurish dober a metaltel ve guf imomen a fur dober a metaltel ve guf imomen yotzu karkoish ein metalteli yotzu avodim shuk shul karkoish yotzu shtorish aro bish metaltel mit guf imomen yotzu hegde shrei yuksi yotzu hegde shrei yuksi samat bim magish imor says yotzu hegde shrei yuksi. This is really not the klal, the prat, the klal. This is tamad drosha. Why the Gemara brings it down here? What is the shaykh to the drosha of Yotze Heg the Shrei Yuxi? Now the Torah is, if you see inside the posuk, it's one posuk in Shmoyz Chofbeis, al kol tvar pesh, al shoy, al chamoy, al se, al salmo. This is the klal, the prat, the klal. Al kol aveda asher yeh marki uze, ad eloikim yovoy dvar shneyem, asher yarshiu en eloikim yishalem shnayim lereyu. So that is the same pasuk. So the Gemara in the beginning darshan the same pasuk as klal v'prat v'klal, that only dover metadel v'gufim mamon yotzu karkoyes yotzu avodim yotzu shtores. And the Gemara finishes the darshan always the same pasuk as state yeshalem shnayim l'reyu. Var state yeshalem shnayim l'reyu. So state l'reyu. But this is the drosha. L'reyu v'loy l'hegdash. This is the way we darshan the pasuk. L'reyu v'loy l'hegdash. So before we go to Tesfis, the Achonim clear up shot, we'll sit back in the ganze merubes, tiras of them, but let me give you this unsere steht. Steht Re'eyu veloi Hegdash. Yotze Hegdash Re'eyu ksi. So Shnaim, not the Apostle, Yishalem Shnaim le Re'eyu, Re'eyu veloi Hegdash. Clear in Rabbi Seinu Achonim, the Droshev Yishalem Shnaim le Re'eyu, the Droshev Yishalem Shnaim le Re'eyu, what is the Droshev Yishalem Shnaim le Re'eyu? The drosha is that if someone steals from Re'eyu, from Hegdesh, his potter in Gansen, Siphon Keren and Siphon Kefel, his potter in Gansen, this is the Mew, that is potter in Gansen, Siphon Keren and Siphon Keren and Siphon Kefel, other the Mew is only a Mew from Kefel and is not a Mew from Keren. Now we'll explain. Why is the thing that is no mute from Kefel, from Keren? Why is the thing that the mute is only from Kefel? Lashon HaPasuk. Yishalem Shnayim L'Re'eyu. The Pasuk is talking about Kefel. The Pasuk says Yishalem Shnayim L'Re'eyu. Re'eyu V'loi Hegdash. The mute is not talking on the Etzem Ganev. The mute is going on the Yishalem Shnayim L'Re'eyu. So it's a big tzad to understand that while the mute is Dafka L'Re'eyu, the mute is going on the Pasuk Yishalem Shnayim L'Re'eyu. The mute is dafka and kefil taker, and nisht afker. Other name, the mute is a filo afker. So mute from the ganze parsha. We'll see later, we'll see after the shmai, a lot of stiras of them. See the Rambam. See the Rambam. The Rambam, in which is Gneve, Perek Beis Aloche Aleph. The Rambam in Perek Beis Aloche Aleph, the Rambam says this: Agoyne ve'sagoy, oishigonav michsei hegdesh, einu yishalem elo akeren bilvad, shenema yishalem shnayim lereyu v'loy lehegdesh, lereyu v'loy legoy. Loshen Rambam is agoyne ve'sagoy, oishigonav michsei hegdesh, min da'aloche v'furush in Rambam, einu mishalem elo akeren bilvav. We're not talking that it's bein, for sure he has to give it back. We're talking when it's not bein, when the Rambam zog, agoyne v'sagoy, shigoyne v'sagoy, hegdash, einu mishalem elo akeren bilvav. He has to give back the keren. זה שתית עם Rambam. זוג דרעי ואת עמר אברום, גוינב v'nichse hegdash, mishalem keren v'choymash v'osho. סתם לכו בקשה, שערי מועל. Doctor, you have to pay back Keren Choymesh, because it's Sidon Me'ile. Why the Rambam says, Elo HaKeren Bilvad? L'chul Sidon Me'ile, it's Toch Hegdash. And Hegdash Yichayev Choymesh V'Keif, Choymesh V'Oshel.
Sag der Rav Magid already. At the Machlek is Rambam and Raivet is Behilchis Me'ile. The Shittos on the Perek Vav Mechis Me'ile. The Rambam lose in Mechis Me'ile that Me'ile is only if I have a Hanoi from the Chayfet. Borka boy, Sach boy, but if I stand Moitzi a Zach from the Hekdesh, I'm not going to be. The Raivet is Shittos on the Perek Vav Me'ile, Aloch and Cheslin, that even if you Moitzi from the Hekdesh, you're over in Me'ile. Even if you're not Nene, that's then both Nene, but the Raivet is Shittos on the Perek that a Ganev is also a Moyal, and the Rambam learns in a stock in Meile. That's like the Magin Mishnah Pshat and Machlekes the Rambam and the Arayvet. That's a Machlekes though. Lama Shabbat, that's a Machlekes. Rambam and Arayvet b'chai Gav Nesidu Meile or not. The Arayvet learn b'chai Gav Nesidu Meile and the Rambam learns in a stock in Meile. The Ol Samech and Rabbis Zalman zogen a bissel anders. The Ol Samech and Rabbis Zalman they say that Meizid the Rambam is talking about the Meizid, and the Meizid, you only chayev keren, you not chayev chaymesh ve'oshom. The Meizid, the Rambam didn't want to go into protim, the Meizid, the Rambam is shriven keren. It's not under the roots of Rambam. But the Kol Mekom state in Rambam, especially that the Magid Mishnah zog, that yichayev es keren, and he doesn't mean behilchis me'ile. The Rambam says yichayev es keren, and he meit nish behilchis me'ile, right? The Rambam says yichayev keren, and he zog nish mitzad me'ile. It doesn't say mitzad me'ile. If mitzad me'ile, you'd be chayev chaymesh ve'osho. So the Rambam says that by goy is no me'ile. So the Rambam says that goyne v'sagoy yoshigolev nichse hegdesh eino mishalem eles hakerem bilvad. Eino mishalem eles hakerem bilvad. And there's it in Rambam. Eino mishalem eles hakerem bilvad. So now the shayla is azay. So in Rambam states klar that if a person is goyne from hegdesh, or if a person steals from a guy, you chayev keren. So alponov, when you see the Rambam, alponov, kipshutoi, is mefurish in Rambam, that the mute from our sugya is only a mute from kefir, and not from keren. And that's in Rambam. Hagoyne v'sagoy yitzenuch z'hegdesh, eine mishalem elo hakeren bilvad, shenem arayu v'leile hegdesh. So the pashtas advarim is mefurish in Rambam, that you chayev keren. So the Pashas, the Achon, you want to learn Pshat in Rambam, that the Rambam learns that the mute from our Sugya is like only a mute from the Parsha from Kefal, and not the mute from the Parsha from Keren. Aye, the Shaila is that the Pashas in Hilchos Gzele, and the Gemara Zok in Daf Kuf Yuzayin, that is a mute that a Gleitel Hekdesh is Pato. The Gemara Daf Kuf Yuzayin Zok, that a Gleitel is a Hekdesh is Pato. So lechue, if a goyzer is a hegdesh is potu, the gzer is a kost of kuf yudzayin, that a goyzer is a hegdesh is potu, a goyzer is akum is potu, the gmor brings down different droshes, mu psukim der ichorim bring down, that a goyzer is a hegdesh is potu, so if we have psukim that a goyzer is a hegdesh is potu, and lechue, if you potu, you potu rafilu from keren, because in gezer is no keren. If it's psukim that a goyzer is a hegdesh is potu, so a goyzer is a hegdesh is potu, has to be from a keren. So how the Rambam by Rosh could pass him that a goyne v'sa hegdesh is chayev v'sa keren? If you goyzel v'sa hegdesh, you potur in ganzen. And if you goyne v'sa hegdesh, you chayev keren. Aber the Teretz is there a poshet. The Hilchis gzeyle take, you could be potur in ganzen. The Hilchis gneve take is a naya parshe. And the mute from the naya parshe from gneve, take a state a mute, not of the kefil, not of the keren. Take a zwei andere parshe. Well, stop. To mashlim the davar, the sameach do taimet that you can learn like we want to learn pshat. We're trying to learn pshat in the Rambam that a goyne v'sahegdesh is a mute only from the kefel, and not from the keren. And why you chayev keren? Not mit the rabbono, not mit ha'am mazik. We want to learn that the mute is only mit ha'am kefel, and not mit ha'am keren. The sameach zog that this tzad can ish zayin. And this is like the that this tzad can is that. Now, what we're trying to say now, but told of a poshut, that if someone steals from Hegdesh, his chayiv can't be hilchis gneve, and that on them, maybe the rabbi is mazik, maybe the rabbonon, maybe takon, it's chayiv genoi. But we're trying to learn now that the mute is like only from kefel, and nish from kerem. Zog the Sameach, this can is that. Sameach do in Perek Beis Aloche Aleph. Says the Rambam says in Perek Gimel, Aloche Yud Gimel, Gona v'sagoyo v'sahegdesh. So he's chayev keren. And he doesn't have what to pay. Ve'ein lo ima l'shalem. Ein lo nimkar b'gnevosei. Zog the Rambam, the Aloch, if a ganav doesn't have what to pay. Ve'nimkar b'gnevosei. That Aloch, that if the ganav doesn't have what to pay. Is Aloch, menachem ve'nimkar b'gnevosei. Zog the Rambam, it's only if you're still your friend. But if you still hegdash, even that you have to pay hegdash the keren, it's no ve'nimkar b'gnevosei. Why is Lovin Inka Big Nevasa? Why is Lovin Inka Big Nevasa? But what is Nishtak Evin Inka Big Nevasa? But as I said in Rambam, in Rambam Parag Yud Gimel Anach Yud Gimel, Gona Vesa Goyen Vesa Hegdash, Eino Nimka Ala Keren, Ela Reza Olav Choyv Ad Sheyash, Zog Dero Sameach, if we will learn that the Miyud is in Ganser, why you chayev keren? Midin mazik. Chayish melenu the sugya shpeter will find why you chayev keren. But if you want to learn that the Rambam was medayik argimor shnayim yishalem lereyu, the mute is only a kefil dike mute and ishken keren dike mute. Like those sameach, if it's not a keren dike mute and it's only a kefil dike mute, so the keren is a normal parsha from gneve. And gneve is a halacha that if the ganav doesn't have money, then nimkar b'gnevosei. So we pask in the Rambam that if he doesn't have money. We pass in the Rambam that if he doesn't have money, I raise the Einoi Nimkar ala Keren. Why is Einoi Nimkar ala Keren? So the Osamech, the Zodin, the Poshet Zayin, the Osamech, that is Poshet by him, that is Muchach from here, that the Keren Tak is Ishkin Gnevi Dike Keren. It's a Zazai Dike Keren. Mazik. Mazik, mit der Rabbonon, Mazik, mit der Reise, der Reh. Mit der Waflan, der Sunni von Mazik, Hegdash. Hey, you sure? Mit einer Loche, spät, das nicht der Geha Yitzchot. Mit einer Lüning, the klali from Hegdash. We were only learning ein nekuda, what matkish. We were learning ein zach, the gemara that we learned in Samach Beis. Re'eh yuvelo shel Hegdash, this meal, is memayis from Keren or only from Kefir? Now, if it's memayis from both, and the Rambam says you have Keren, the pashtus in Rambam is mashma, it's not memayis from both, it's only memayis from Kefir. So I go, Samach, mi kenish nalana nazeh. Muzayin says memayis from both. Like we see in Gzele that it's memayis from both. And what did the Rambam say to Samach? Because there's no nimka big nevasi of them. Aye, why you have Keren? For sure reasons. Midin Mazik, Midin Rabbonon, for other reason you chayev keren, not for that reason. Someone showed me that the Rachaim HaKodesh al HaTeire slugs off the rye from the Ol Samech. The Rachaim HaKodesh zot that could be that the mute is only from Kefil, as it was posted to him. The mute is not from Keren. From Keren take have other you chayev. Aye, why is no v'nimker b'gnevosoi? Is a tnai v'nimka b'nevosoi only on a ganav that pays kefir. A ganav that doesn't pay kefir is not in the parsha for v'nimka b'nevosoi. Only a ganav that pays kefir is in the parsha for v'nimka b'nevosoi. I mach drosh es dort. I'm gedenken the shayla again. It's negiyah to shpeta. As unzere gemar, we have to remember the pasuk spoke about kefir, and as them is given, and as them is given the sugi, as them is given the parsha. Was mit der Keren nicht gewinnen am Fuhrisch des Zuge auf dem. Nicht gewinnen am Fuhrisch des Parche auf dem. Ich bin auf Kiminus später. In Rambam ist Maschma nicht, aber Samech Tein und Zawade ist ja. Lass uns an der Tesis. Re'eyu Oma Rachmone ולא יהגדש. Lass uns an gute Tesis. Teime לרי, ומה יצטריך re'eyu למיעוט ההגדש מקייפר בתורן Tein הסגנה? חולק השבוע בהגדש. The same kasha that Tesis asked before על קרקוי, Tesis repeats the same kasha. Why Tesis repeats the kasha? Because Tesis before answered Gilgul Shvur. Tesis can answer Gilgul Shvur by Hegdash because by Hegdash is no Gilgul Shvur. Because Hegdash is never Chayv Shvur. So take Tesis a kasha if there's no Shvur, there's no Torah Tainas Ganet. Even if it's a tool, like we said, you like it or Sameach, but take Tesis. Tesis, the Maskone, the Nafkin and Kefil, the Shvur, the Chadikor, the Shapir. The Maskone, the Fim Hapshad, and later on, the Tesis, it's like a note to Psukim, it's not as a Shvur. Frag Teis Akash. Vim Toi Ma, Olam Ezen Gut, Ma Zolem Meise Shteit, Sa Greisu Yesoi. Vim Toi Ma, Dele Kamon, Maskon, Bepirkin, Le Meute Hegdesh, Mi Vaguna Mi Beisa Ish, Veloi Mi Beisa Hegdesh. Teis Ben Zan, Gmore, and Dapa in Vok, the Gmore says, Ha Goynev Kotshi Mi Beis Bailin. What is Ha Goynev Kotshi Mi Beis Bailin? A person has a Korban, and he's Menadev a Korban La Hashem. Says, Areize Chatos, Areize Oilo. He's Menadev a Korban La Hashem. And a ganav comes and steals this carbon from him.
הגויינב קודשי מבייס ביילים is the גנב is פוטו from קייפר from קייפר the גנב is פוטו שנאמר וגולה מבייס האיש ולא מבייס ההקדש. So the mute that the גנב is פוטו, like the Isis, by us we have a mute. If you steal הקדש, what is the mute? שוראי ולא אישו של הקדש. Why the גמור and דף אין וורב, דף אומר עצמאית הפוסוק מבייס האיש ולא מבייס ההקדש. ויש לא אמר דהוסם נמי לא אמי איש קודר שינה. לגבי הקדש נמי שייך לא של איש. And why it שייך בלא של איש בי הקדש? Like this is don't have a mistake. שום דכתיב השם איש מלחמה. On them, סתם. שום דכל דבר שהוא לא של זוכר שייך לא של איש. ואישו הלא של הקבר. אז אם זה תמוד זו רפרשה, גם אישו על החויסו בקרוסים. זאת אומרת, זה בסמידו שקו בקוב איש. אלא הוסה מוכר פירושים, מבייס איש תשייך ברעיו, כדכסי ולא מבייס הקדש. ואף אגל לגבי גנב איצר ונוגת הילישנה דמידו שבלי מבייס הגנב, נוקה לנם לי נהקדש. זוג תייסס אין לך נמי, is no two drushes. The איקר drushes, רעיו ולא של הקדש. וגמור הדיר מינס וגולה מבייס האיש ולא מבייס הקדש, וגולה מבייס האיש, הסידו הדרוש רעיו ולא של הקדש ולא הקדש. אין לך נמי, לאו דווקא דת גמור. So Tais asked the Kasha Stiras Asugis, by us we learn out Re'eyu V'lei Shel Hekdesh, and then we learn Beis Ish V'lei Beis Hekdesh. So Tais in the Chavayim is in the Shtok in Stiras Asugis. The Ika Drosha is unzer Asugis. The Ika Drosha is unzer Asugis. That's the Ika Drosha. What's the end game? The Gemara Dalton is love dask. Kumt Reb Chaim, we'll make it a bit leicht. Then we'll go back with the Asach Leichter. We're talking the Teres in Reb Chaim, and not the Boya Reus in Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, the Chob HaPosh, the Teres of Teis is Kasha. No, the Madgish was Klok. Teis is asking the Kasha, still at the Psuki. Still at the Gemara, and one Gemara state, one Milt. And one Gemara state, one Milt. And here state the Tzveta Milt. And here state the Tzveta Milt. So what is the real Milt? As they frag Teis, what is the real Milt? The mild is Re'eyu V'lei Shel Hekdesh, or the mild is Mibeis Ha'ish V'lei Mibeis Ha'Hekdesh. That's Reb Chaim, and we spoke once to Yesod, but again, Pamelach today. That's Reb Chaim Hazeh. Be'etzer, we need two psukim to memayet Goyin of Hekdesh. Why? That's Reb Chaim Hazeh. As well as Chetimtze of Goyin of Hekdesh, Hekdesh have a place, Lom Zogin in Har Abayis, he packs with Hekdesh to open, person breaks into Har Abayis, and he steals from Hekdesh. So Re'eyu V'lei Shel Hekdesh. What does it mean? Re'eyu V'lei Shel Hekdesh. Re'eyu v'loi goy. It's the house of a goy. If you steal from the house of a goy, Re'eyu v'loi goy. If you steal from the house of a hekdesh, Re'eyu v'loi hekdesh. Ve'er posha. Ve'er posha. That is ein drosha. Talk to you, there's another chetim. A person is mechui of chatas. He takes a korban, and he's menadav this cow l'shem chatas. This cow belongs to him. Even if it's mamon gavoya. He needs it to be makriv a korban, to be miskater his chatas. Gets lost, he has to make another one. It fits. Now you steal this chatas. You steal this chatas. You stole the chatas. You're right. Forget about Hekdesh. The person that owns the chatas, the bailim of the chatas, comes over to you and says, pay me back. You stole from me a chatas. It's often a gemara, kimad and daf. Hey, Amud Aleph, I'm a fagel. The bailim goes over to the kohen, pay me. Forget about Hekdesh. You made me to lose. I lost because of you. Why is it wrong? It's mine. We're not saying that goyim le'momen. We're not saying that goyim le'momen. Hekdesh tarayim together. I have this cow. I want to be miskaper in it. Areizel Hashem chatos. I'm chayev chatos, and I said areizu l'shem chatos. And now this korban, I need to be miskaper. It's worth money. It's goofy money. It's worth money, and I needed to be miskaper on my avayos. Areizu chatos. So areizu chatos. So now this is chatos. But it's his. No one can take it away. No one can be miskaper on this chatos. Only him. It's worth money. So what? Oh, but this is worth money bad, and it's a cow. Not a star. Not a star. Star is not worth money. A cow is worth money. A cow is goofy money. You can touch it. It's money. A paper is not worth money. You could collect money with that paper. That's ain't goofy money. The cow is fakat, it's good for a moment. When you don't let different people to use it, it's mach nishtoyz. So ba'atim, I'm magic the Bible. I'm a goyim from the Bible. So why I'm talking? What's the shaykh prayer of Elisha Magdash? If I will have to pay, to who I will pay? To my friend or to Hegdash? If I will have to replace the chassis, who will get the money? My friend. That's his re'eyu. I don't have to pay back to Hegdash. Re'eyu v'leishel Hegdash. I don't have to pay back to Hegdash. Other than this chassis that got lost, if I will have to replace this chassis, I give it to who I will replace this chassis? To my friend. That's his re'eyu. Re'eyu v'leishel Hegdash. No, ich bin tzal zu re'eyu. The re'eyu is to yivayam here. If the re'eyu is to yivayam here, so I have to pay back to the re'eyu. So I can't dash in the ice in the pasuk from Re'eyu v'leishel Hegdash. I can't dash in the ice in the pasuk of Re'eyu v'leishel Hegdash. I need another pasuk. Mi beis ish v'leim mi beis Hegdash. I'll be mazal about how you imagine that pasuk. Und take it. Our sugi is talking Re'eyu amarachmona v'leishel Hegdash. Stop. If you go into Beis Hamikdash, you take the kosher bedek habayis and you steal Re'eyu v'leishel Hegdash. The Gemara don't know ein vok. What is the Gemara? We say Hagoyinev kotshim beis bayim. Not in fakad re'ayu v'leishel hegdash. That's finish. You can't use the drasha for re'ayu v'leishel hegdash. What drasha you could use there? Only one drasha you could use there. Welche drasha you could use there? You could use there a drasha if mi beis ish v'leishel beis hegdash. That's the drasha. Mi beis ish v'leishel beis hegdash. This is the drasha that you could use there. Now let me get a bit of mazgul Reb Chaim. I think the Torah says Reb Chaim brings down a similar medallion from Reb Chaim. The Imre Moshe and Simon Mem said that he heard it from Reb Chaim. I think it's Reb Chaim. And let me get a bit of mazgul Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim be'etzem said the Zog to Miyashav Tesis, or be'etzem he said the Zog to Miyashav the Rambam. What? Tesis asked the Kashel. By us we have a drosh of Re'eyu v'loishel Hegdash. And in that I involve, we have a drosha, we base ish, we lay me base hegdash. Stira. So it takes no, it's one drosha. I can ignore the deal is lavdafka. Frank Reb Chaim, if you open a Rambam, in the Rambam you can't say lavdafka. In the Rambam you can't say lavdafka. The Rambam in Perik beis mich is gneiva aloche alef. The Rambam zog to say. Hagoyne mich is gneiva, Perik beis mich is gneiva aloche alef. Hagoyne v'sagoy o shegolam nichse hegdash eine mishalem elo keren shenemar yishalem shnayim lereyu reyu v'loy hegdash v'chein hagoyne v'kotshim mibayz ba'aleyem ben kotshim kotshim ben kotshim kalim ben kotshim chaya b'achayus o meshe chayav harei ze potu min ha-keifel mitashlu me-arbo v'chamisho shenemar v'gunav mibayz ha-ish v'loy mibayz hegdash. So in the Rambam you can't say lav davke, and the Gemara that I involve, we say lav davke. Lav davke, the drosha that I involve is lav davke. But the Rambam brings down both droshas. He brings down a goyinev min ha-hegdash potu shenema re'eyu v'loy hegdash, a goyinev kotshim b'zbaylim potu shenema mi-beis ha-ish v'loy mi-beis ha-hegdash. So what do you answer? Why the Rambam brings down one? Taisa said that it's lav davke to psuki. The Vav is showing that the Rambam brings down both. So you can't say lav davke. That's what we're proving from the Rambam. Taisa is bringing down stiras and gemara. One gemara says re'ayu, one gemara says b'beis ha-ish v'lehi b'beis ha-hekdash. So Taisa, the tzveti gemara is lav davke. In Rambam state we can't, in Rambam state we can't say lav davke. Because the Rambam brings down sai ar drosha, and sai the other drosha. So we can't say in Taisa's teres lav davke. Zogt Reb Chaim. When we started to say b'shem Reb Chaim. But I want the shtickle to be masmer at me. Zogt Reb Chaim hazeh. Re'eyu v'leishel hegdash is a mute, like fakir, we see in the Rambam, mi beis goy, mi beis hegdash. What is mi beis goy? You break into a goy's house and you steal, it's a drosha, re'eyu v'loy goy. Only stealing from re'eyu and not stealing from a goy. Re'eyu v'loy goy. Re'eyu v'loy hegdash. If you steal from hegdash, you're not chay. You go into hegdash to the shul, you take kosher by the kabayis, and you steal from hegdash, you potter. Re'eyu v'loy hegdash. Ein halacha. But the Rambam is mamshich. I don't have kotshi mi beis ba'aleyem. Ki goin kotshi kodoshim kotshim kalim. So the person that is, has a kolben, I would have a salkedai for Zot Reb Chaim. That I would have to pay the bailim, because now the bailim lost the kolben, he was not chayav b'achrayes. Aber he had a kolben that he could be miskaper. So I'll be considered a ganef from the bailim. While I'll be considered a ganef from the bailim, I would think that I'll be chayav kefer. Av dem is adrosha, mi beis ish veloi mi beis eitish. But this is Reb Chaim. So we said it's a teret of teis, it's a barin Rambam, it's a posh a teret. Now I want a little bit of shtickle more to be masbir the avone in Reb Chaim. First of all, good. The first drosha makes a lot of sense. The if you steal from Hegdash, the you go into Hegdash's house, they have kotcha berik abayis, and you take it from them, re'eyu v'lai Hegdash. Re'eyu v'lai goy. Masha'enkem, when you have a kolben, you have a kolben, that the person is matmish a kolben, and you steal the kolben from him, is given us al-kedaitos akrib chayim, that I would have to pay back the bailim the money that he lost. And there's no shachis to re'eyu v'lai Hegdash. I stole from re'eyu. I stole Hegdash, but I stole it from Re'eyu. No, av dem kum de droshe, mi beis ish veloi mi beis Hegdash. No, this is the picture of Reb Chaim is very clear. No, so how you learn out from the Pasuk, mi beis ish veloi mi beis Hegdash, that if you steal a korban from the person, you don't have to pay back the bailiff. How it's a rein gesetz in the Pasuk, from mi beis ish veloi mi beis Hegdash. Again, Reb Chaim explained, if I go to the Hegdash and I steal Kotshemenek Abayis, I stole from Hegdash, Re'eyu v'lei shel Hegdash. Now I'm going, I stole from a person, a kochim isbeach, that he's the real bailim on it, has a kedusha, we'll explain it later, but the ma'aseh, the suffix is now if I have to repay the bailim on it. So I can't say Re'eyu v'lei shel Hegdash because the Re'eyu is tiveah here. The Hegdash is not the tiveah, the Re'eyu is the tiveah. And then I have a second puzzle. We base ish v'lei mi base Hegdash. So now the plan is good. But what should we base ish v'lei Hegdash? I stole from base from who I stole? From whose house? From Re'eyu's house. Where's the base ish v'lei mi base Hegdash? Yeah, you could learn Alam Al Lechem Mishnah Mashmos from the Yitu. Say that. What is Reb Chaim Azir? Mechta Avon in Reb Chaim. Remember we had a drosha v'guna mi base so ish v'lei mi base aganet. We had a drosha v'guna mi base so ish v'lei mi base aganet. So we said, what is the pshat v'gunav mi beis ha'ish v'loi mi beis ha'ganev? We said pshat like this. V'gunav mi beis ha'ish v'loi mi beis ha'ganev, that if you steal from the ganev's house, okay, to the ganev you for sure puzzle. But I'm also puzzled to the bailim. Right? When I steal a ganev achra ganev, doesn't have to pay bailim, kefer, to the bailim. To the ganev rishon is for sure puzzle, to the Gemara said. But a ganev min ha'ganev doesn't have to pay money back to the bailim. Why? On the pasuk I would think, Lemaizah, he stole from the Bible. You write that it's by the Ganev, but he stole from the Bible. That's the Gunam based issue, Lemaizah based Ganev. You write that it belongs to the Bailim. Or the violence in the Ganev felt in the shame Bailim. So Zal felt in the shame Bailim, felt in the Gunam based issue. This is the Surah of the Drosha. What is the Surah of the Drosha? The Gunam based issue, Lemaizah based Bailim. So what is the Surah of the Drosha? The Surah of the Drosha is, we base Ish, the Lemaizah based Ganev. You're right. The Gemara says that Misvara, I would say that the Beis HaGanev is also Beis HaIsh. Because the Maizah, he's the Bailim. Although it's Einu B'Rishus Ish of the Bailim, so we call it the Beis HaIsh, but the Beis HaGanev felt in the Beis HaIsh. The Zod B'Zachdo. Val the Chetetz became Momen Gavoya. Val is Kedusha in it. I'll explain later how. Although Val is Kedusha. Toshim Kadoshim Momen Gavoya. Even though it's mine, I could be Miskaper. Although the Maizah is Kedusha Chal on the Chetetz. And it's called Momen Gavoya. You can't be Mekadosh HaYishu with it. It's considered Momen Gavoya. Valet's a Momen Gavoya. Felt in the shame Bailim. Afilu at Lemaise Ein de Bailim. Abo felt in the shame Bailim. Val felt. This is a Grosh. It's Bershus, it's inside my house. Abo there's a Kedusha in it. That Kedusha that has a Din Momen Gavoya, we'll see what it is. Shulchan Gavoya Kezochu. That Kedusha says that it's felt in the shame Beis HaYish. Like when it's by the Roshus of the Ganev felt in the shame Beis HaIsh, we have to remember, I'll explain it a bit closer. Yeah. The Pasuk never said, mi Beis Ish, mi Lei mi Beis Ganev. The Pasuk said, mi Beis Ish. Beis Ganev is Nish Beis Ish. If it's Hegdash, felt in the Beis Ish. Not that it has to be a Beis Hegdash. Not that it has to be a Beis Ganev. It's felt in the shame Beis Ish. It's like a Shlim. It's the same kind of Drosha. So, no chabot. Divine. We have two droshes, Re'eyu v'Lei Shel Hegdash. Beis ish v'loi beis hegdash. That's Reb Chaim. When I'm feeling from pure hegdash, kotsha b'dek abayit, I'm going to the hegdash, I am a hegdash. Hegdash is tevea, hegdash nishke man normal b'chlal. Reyu v'loi shel hegdash. When I have kotsha m'kalim, then that's in the arm of m'bailim. Fakal, the arm of m'bailim. So kotsha duch yisohan do, aber felt in the beis ish. Felt in the beis ish. Why felt in the beis ish? Because hegdash has a bailis on it. Let me explain it close, Dr. Reb Chaim. Reyu b'chber is mazbir. Let me tell you, the second pasuk alein is not enough. Only write beis ish v'loy beis hegdash and don't write re'ayu. So I would think, when I'm stealing korbanos from you, I don't have to pay you, because it's not mamish yours, it's hegdash. But if I break into hegdash, maybe hegdash himself could be tevei me. They're the ish, they're the baby. No, re'ayu v'loy shel hegdash, they're bichlal nishkeman de'obri. It's two kinds of drashas, Dr. Reb Chaim. When I steal from hegdash, it's beis ish. Hegdash is the ish. But it's re'ayu v'loy shel hegdash. Has to be a friend of mine, can't be hegdash. When I'm stealing from my friend, the korban, I'm stealing from my friend. So he's re'ayu. But he's not a ganz bailin because hegdash has efes bailis on it. So I have me beis ish, v'loy beis hegdash. That's not the chisorin that it's a koidash. The chisorin and a chisorin in the ish, because someone else has a bailis on it. It's the same drosha, no two psukim. The beis ish, v'loy beis hegdash, v'loy beis ganev. All of this, it's one puzzle. Has to be a pure beis ish. If someone else has hands on it, can you unexile Eina Birshusai? Felt in the same gnade. So again, someone is close. When I'm stealing from Hegdash Alein, Beis Ishmael or Beis Hegdash will not help. Because there's no deal that Hegdash is a problem. Beis Ish doesn't say Hegdash is a problem. It says it has to be belonged by the Ish. If Hegdash is the owner and they're the Ish, and I'm breaking in from the Harabais, I'm stealing from the right place. He's the owner. The name of the owner is Hegdash. Of the Drosha, Eyu Velay Hegdash. When I'm stealing from my friend, the Kohen, I'm stealing from my friend. Because he's not too bad. The Hegdash are not too bad. Hegdash don't mind that he doesn't have a chattas, he's going to bring a different one anyway. Hegdash don't mind there's no chattas. Who is too bad? Yenem is too bad. So he's Re'ayu. Oh, but we're telling you, Hegdash had a hand here. So it's not exactly yours. Pay Hegdash? Hegdash Bichlan can't be too bad. That's Re'ayu Velay Hegdash. So I need both Droshas. I can't manage with one. Re'ayu Velay Hegdash, and even Hegdash is the gnave is from the Hegdash. When the Hegdash is the gnave is from my friend, Re'ayu Beis Ish, Velay Beis Hegdash. That's the Hashtag Helik. That's what this is Poshet. And there is a book there. Mein, to Zorgen, Mishem, Reb Chaim. In Ramesh, it states as a... Let me get a trop weiter. Zorg Reb Chaim, that he wants to be Yashav with this, a Kasha from the Lechem Mishnah. And it's Poshet, it's the same term. The Lechem Mishnah fragt a Kasha. The Lechem Mishnah fragt a Kasha. In Rambam steht, that a goyin of kotshim ubeis ba'aleim, potu, ben kotshim kodoshim, ben kotshim kali, ben kotshim she'ein ha'balim chayev ba'achrayusom, ben kotshim she'abalim chayev ba'achrayusom. A goyin of kotshim ubeis ba'aleim, ben kotshim kodoshim, ben kotshim kali, ben kotshim she'ein ha'balim chayev ba'achrayusom, arei ze potu min ha'keifer. Fregde lechem mishne, kotshim kalim is momen bailim. The Rambam himself paskin in peres ches miniski momen, even though we have a droshe. Shol shel nogach shol shel hegdash potu, re'eyu v'loy shel hegdash, we learned out in the vavah mud beis. Suges later, shol re'eyu v'loy shol shel hegdash, shol shel yisroel shel nogach shol shel hegdash potu, re'eyu v'loy shel hegdash. So why the halacha is that if shoshel hedyot, shenogach shoshel kotshim kalim, the Rambam paskins yichayev, because momen bailimu, kotshim kalim momen bailimu. And here the Rambam paskins, as if like the Lechem Mishneh, that if you steal from the base of bailim, kotshim kalim, you potu. Again, by us the Rambam says, if you steal from your friend, kotshim kalim, you potu. And in this moment the Rambam paskins, that if you show as mazik, kotshim kalim, yichayev. Here in Rambam. So the Lechem Mishneh itself is meramez. The tenet is klar. Dog we only have a pasuk of re'eyu v'loy shel hegdash. Kiyiga shor ish shor re'eyu v'loy shor shel hegdash. Here we have two pasukim. Re'eyu. The second halacha of kotshim kalim, the Rambam bring a different pasuk. He bring the pasuk of beis ish v'loy beis hegdash. So I'm not asking that halacha. We're asking why Dios is mas from re'eyu and Dios not is mas from re'eyu. Other than Mazik, Moman and Mazik. Aber the cash is why the Rehayu below Shel Hekdesh is not Mimayit Kochim Kalim. And here is Mimayit. So the Lechemishna itself, of Kivegas with time, the Lechemishna itself says, okay, it's two psukim. Here we learn from Rehayu below Shel Hekdesh that we cannot be Mimayit Kochim Kalim. Here the second part of the Rambam is a different drasha. Mibeisa Ish, Velay Mibeisa Hekdesh. Cannot explain it. Aber es ist eine andere Drosche. Es ist eine andere Drosche. Aber Reb Chaim explains it als Darkoi, aber auch der explains it very slow. It's very posh. I want to ask you a shayla. We said, Re'eyu ve'loi shel Hekdesh, if I'm stealing from Hekdesh, I'm potu. Here we're talking that I stole from my friend and I caused him a hezek that I took away his korban. And we have a drosha mibeis ish velo mibeis hekdesh. Mibeis ish velo mibeis hekdesh. Let's go both better than that. If a goyim min haganav is potu, right? If you go to the house of the ganav and you steal, you potu. What if you're not goyim min haganav? You go to the ganav's house and you see that he stole from the baalim a watch and you go and you break the watch. You potu the chayav. What? A person goes to the Ganav's house and he doesn't steal. He breaks it. Avada is chayav. It's only a din and Ganav, v'guna mibeis ha'ish v'lei mibeis ha'ganav. And mazik in nishtar is amiyut. From v'guna mibeis ha'ish v'lei mibeis ha'ganav. Avada in nishtar is amiyut. Men is Reb Chaim is poshet. Behilcho is mazik, kochim kalim mamon gavol. And Kochim Kalim Amen had you too. About the Re'eyu that can be Memayat Kochim Kalim. Oh, but here's the new drosha. Mibeisa Ish Velei Mibeisa Ekdesh. It has to be Birshusoi. If it's a little bit not Birshusoi, solving the same Ganev. Like Goyna Min HaGanev. It's a little bit not Birshusa Ish, you're not Chayev. As Mazik Avada you Chayev. So even that as Ganev, you potu, Kochim Kalim, because it's not a Beisa Ish, or the Avada as Mazik you Chayev. That's the Knesh of Obchan, Nishta Zin again. It's a village, must be sein, the ganze Sach. Aber hört sich an, I want to make it very clear. I see, the Dvorim is mamish meirin. The Dvorim are mamish meirin, smeichin. We had a shayna Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim gesagt das in der Rambam, mi geknetzt das in der Kochim Kalim, mi geknetzt das in der Lechem Mishnes Kashe. Aber Reb Chaim told us a Yesoy. He has a Tarat of Teisus Kashe. What is Teisus Kashe? Why I need to psukim? So Reb Chaim, a poshte klore Tarat. That why I need two psukim. One pasuk to tell me if I steal from Hekdesh Alei, Re'eyu Veloy Shel Hekdesh. Second pasuk, when I steal from my friends, it's Nishkin Chisoron from Re'eyu, I have to come to Beis Hekdesh. And when I steal from Hekdesh, I don't have that Chisoron. I have to come to Re'eyu. That's a Gishmak Eteretz of Chai. If it's such a Gishmak Eteretz, so why Taisa didn't think about it? Why Taisa didn't think about it? And Taisa says that it's enough to have one pasuk. This is a more bit to learn. אז מלא את עזר רב חיים, אז אף הלום של רב חיים, שם, אני רוצה, זה יקלו, זה פיצר, סתאי, איך צריך לתרחת? So why can't you didn't say it? If it's so poshut, that ראי ולאי של הגדש is when I steal from the הגדש. When I steal from my friends, he is your ראי. And מסתאבר did it, I have to come to a different drosha. אז זה is מסתאבר. Those are the establish. If it doesn't do establish, so why can't you didn't say it? Why did he say it? Why did he say it? And that was the third. So that's a kind of good. That's a kind of good. Take this nice lesson, one person is enough. One person can make the ganze Sach. Wie er sagt. That's a kind of good. So I'm going to shoot it. We had this Chakira, Be'etzem, in Davok, in Dav Zayin, Wie es leichter zu sagen, Chakira, Reb Ruben geklärt das, alle geklärt das. We know the Aloch is Mazik Hekdesh is Potter. Right? Shor shel Yisroel, Shenogach Shor shel Hekdesh is Potter. We klärt the Chakira, Reb Ruben geklärt the Chakira, Sie gewinnen a greise Machlekes Rishoini. Herz lach ein Gut. Why Mazik Shor shel Hekdesh Potter? Shor shel Yisroel, Shehizik Shor shel Hekdesh is Potter. We had two tzdobim. Tzfuzar in Arriba the Chakira. He got two tzedodim, why Shor shel Yisroel, Shemazik Shor shel Hekdesh is Potter. One side we had, no, I mean, first, Hashem said, Re'eyu v'loy shel Hekdesh. I mean, why are you Potter?
אין צד מגיעת הגזירת הקוסר. בור פוטור על הקהילים, אש פוטור על תומו, שור פוטור על הקדש. In different words, an item that is owned by Hekdash, you potter on it. Bor is potter on items that are called Kalim. Eish is potter of Zachen as called Tomun. Momon Amazik is potter of Zachen as Heis Hekdash. The Chepse is Hekdash. Ein Zad. Oder, hört sich ein Gut. Gewinn das zweite Zad. Gewinn das zweite Zad. Das ist nicht der Ptur. Der Ptur ist Rehu veloi shel Hekdash. You cannot be chayev moment to Hekdash. If you mazik Hekdash, you're not chayev moment to Hekdash. What is it about him? I'm a mazik with an afkemina. What's it about an afkemina? The Bruven said, Taisa said, sounds like I'm good, an afkemina you'll hear the whole chakira. Of what? Sounds the same time. The second set is, Hekdash can't be too valid. I can't owe money to Hekdash. Who was the afkemina? The Nefkemina was given a mefagel. A person, mefagel, korban shel chaveiro. I take a korban shel hegdesh, state in the Gemara and the Fei, it's one of the, had to be one of the Esen ve'arba ovis nezikim, a mefagel. Frank and the Rishonim, why mefagel is chayev? He's mazik hegdesh. Mazik hegdesh has to be potu. So we have two terutzi. One terutz, einach and ami, there's no reason to be chayev, it's only with the Rabbana. Second Teretz, the Ramban said. I'm about to ask for money, but my friend can ask for money. Now I'll explain. The first Tzad learns, doesn't make a difference who is suing, who is Toiveya. If I'm Mazika item that is called Hekdesh, I'm Potu. Then you, my friend, own Hekdesh, you Korbonis, and I'm Mazik, you Korbonis, I'm Potu. Are you lost from it? And the Toiveya is my friend? No. Doesn't make a difference. It's the miut that if I'm mazik hegdash, I'm potter. The tzveta tzad is given name. There's no din if I'm mazik hegdash is potter. If the tzveya is hegdash, rehu veloy hegdash. If the tzveya is a hedyot, avada he could be tzveya me. As then Reb Ruben gestalt as deyo shtar. It's a mikichazor da. We said it as kemina, Reb Ruben said. Taisa says in Dav Zayin, Shor psula mukdoshim shenofa leboir. You potu. Taisus wanted to learn out from there that boir is potu on hegdash. Shor psula mukdoshim shenofa leboir. You potu. Vameisi eloi. Taisus learned out from there that every boir is potu on hegdash. The shaila was shor psula mukdoshim. Who owns the shor psula mukdoshim? The person that bought it from hegdash. It's not kodesh anymore. Has epis kedusha left on it. Who is the Tevea? The normal Baile Mitzvah. That's the proven. If the gather is that Hekdesh can be Tevea, Shor Psula Mikdoshim is not Hekdesh Tevea. It's a heavier Tevea. But if it's a Miut Bechefte, that a Kodesh Nikazach are not Chayat of Aymazik, Bor is Potur on Kehilim, the Hayim. Hekdesh Dach and are colored in the color red. Hekdesh is red. Bor is Potur on Kehilim, Odom Mazikim are Potur on red. Hekdesh is red. So Mazikim are potter on it. Doesn't make a difference if the Tevea is the Bailim of it or the Tevea is Hekdesh. The second side is no. The mute of Hekdesh, that I'm potter on Hekdesh, the mute is only if the Hekdesh is Tevea me. V'meile, doesn't give them space to Rutsim in the Ramban and Gittin of Mefagel. Why Mefagel is Chayef? One Teretz Be'etem I had to be potter because I was Mazik Hekdesh. I is a Bailim Yisroel. I is a Bailim Yisroel, so what? But I was Mazik Hekdesh. It's a Miut Bechepse. It's right to say his name. The Miut is that Hekdesh can ish tevea me. Aber Lui Yitzir is a Bailim Yisroel, even that he owns the Hekdesh, I'm Chai. Talking about the Tzvei Tzdodim, when Reb Ruben was Merchiach Be'arachove in Teisvis. Reb Ruben was Merchiach Be'arachove in Teisvis in Dav Zayin, that Teisvis learned that it's a Ptur Bechepse. But if a person is Mazik Hekdesh from Sula Mekdoshim, even though it's a Baili Misroel, learns faces the mute of Re'eyu Veloi Shel Hekdesh, is a mute Bechef. It's a mute Bechef. So Abba Razei Dachtach,
we could verstehen exactly the machlekes what we have with Tesis in the Rambam. And it's mamish dieselbe Sache, oder hört sich ein gut. Tesis learned in Mazik in Babakame we have a drosher re'eyu ve'leishel hegdesh. What is the mute? Not that hegdesh can be to wear money. If I mazik an item of hegdesh, I'm potu. Learn Tesis by us in Gneve is dieselbe drosher. Chaim Shnayim Yishalim L'Re'eyu Re'eyu V'loi Hegdesh. As they be mazik, if I mazik an item of Hegdesh, is me stuck in the parsha from Baba Kame? If I steal an item of Hegdesh, is me stuck in parsha from Baba Kame? So again, we said Gane is Eichel V'chof Da'at Ovis Nezikim. So we asked yesterday even why you need an extra pasuk. We said we need an extra pasuk. Chaim Bachon Gifrak, he said, Nishkin Gashe. But you have a pasuk, Da'ayim. In Gane Baba Kame is a Aloch, if I mazik an item that is Hegdesh, I'm potter. If I'm mazik a zach that is hegdash, I'm potter. That's the halacha. If I'm mazik a zach that is hegdash, I'm potter. Doesn't make a difference with the Bible. If it's chadish and I still get noch a chidush. If I steal an item that is hegdash, I'm potter. Doesn't make a difference with the Bible in Israel. If I steal a korban from you, it's a kodesh dika item, I'm potter. Even if you are Bible in Israel and the Bible in Israel is losing. Doesn't make a difference. This is Shita Satesis. Mamash Azevi Mazik is Ganev. Ganev is Echot Mechot Tayyad Ovis Nezikim. So we have two Pesukim, in Mazik and in Hektash. So no, we don't need another Pesuk with Beis Ha'ish. If this item is Kodesh, and you steal it, you Patu. Doesn't make a difference if the Bailim is Israel. If the item is Kodesh, you Patu. The Rambam learned Nishtas. Weiss ich, the Rambam gelernt to say, in Ganz Bo Bekame, Ochotsh in the Parsha from Ganev. That the Mute of Shnaim Yishalem Lehe'eyu. Learn the Rambam, it's not a mute on the item. It's not a mute on an elike item. As a aloche, I have to steal from my friend, not from Hashem. Not the item. I have to steal from my friend, I can't steal from Hashem. Look the Rambam, if the mute is tam, steal from your friend and don't steal from Hashem, but lo yotzia, I have a kodesh di kazach, that grade is owned. I have a Kodesh di Kazach that is grade owned by a Baile Mishroel, Avada I could be chayef. Avada I could be chayef, so nishkin stile. Muz min hoven a zweite posuk. Mi beis ha'ish, velo mi beis ha'ish. So this is mam, it's mamish be'etzem, the machleik is a mishigiyat friya. So given a often a Ramban, zweite Rusim in the Ramban, so given often a ganta sima in Rebuben, this shayle, if you mazik hegdish in a Baile Mishroel. So Dalton says it's gilera, so that afko hebechetze, one posuk. Melodoyer is poshut as one pasuk. We definitely should have two pasukim. The Rambam, other learned alamol azay, also in the Zion, the Rambam will learn that Taki am mefagel is chayev because the Bailim is Yisrael. Other the Rambam will learn, and others Naziki maybe Taki it's a mute bechevze. Other in Ganev, they get a shnayim yishalim lereyu. Shnayim yishalim lereyu. The mechayev is lereyu. Don't let the Rambam, the mechayev has to be lereyu. Can't be a mechayev to hegdash. But Lou Yitzir, I'm stealing a korban that is L'Re'eyu. It's not so schwer to understand that Ganev has to be like that. Puk Chazi, what is the drosha? There says, Ki Igach Shoyrish, a Shoyre'eyu. There's a Negiche from Shoyre'eyu. A Negiche from Shoyre'eyu is not a Negiche. It's Bar Potur al Akedim, Eish Potur al Tomer. Here says, Chaim Shnayim Yishalem L'Re'eyu. You have to pay your friend. You can't pay Hegdash. But if I'm going to pay my friend, if I'm going to pay my friend, about I could be a ganef. I said, Mama, the Etzem Chagon is gizot. Ask us me gizot kitzot, that is gepackt rein in Reb Chaim Zelte. Reb Chaim himself said, er zot as ash tikultere in Rambam, und teit is nicht gehalten von der tikultere. I just think, as me tracht a riber gut, dass in der selbe Scheile, wie zu verstehen, dem Achleikes, teit is in der Rambam. Nutz Hashem morgen, und wir gehen weiter.
Shalom. Kol Halashon מפיצת הקליטורים, ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן, תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622, או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ ובהגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.